Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get to Jerry in just a second, but Matthews on Long Island has some thoughts about my Deontay Wilder gushing. What's going on, Matthew? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes,
Gino,
sir.
I hate to break your balls here because I called in last week or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, and I broke you. I don't get it. Boomer was willing to fly you out to Foxborough, and like that was like, oh, no, I can't do that. And you're going to sit in a suite for that game. But Wilders might go to Vegas. Oh, my God, Boomer, we got to go. We got to go to Vegas. We got to go see this.
Well,
I'm with Boomer. I think this hug is a little weird, man.
he was the one who hugged me, Matthew, but what am I supposed to do? An American heavyweight champion says, come on, give me a hug. You say no? You say no to that?
You know, the more I think about it, Matthew, the more I think about it, I got to be honest with you. I don't think bringing the fight here to Brooklyn would be good for Deontay because this could create quite the distraction.
Well,
it's like a love interest distraction, you know, here in New York.
Let me try to compare the two. One's on a Sunday, right? Sunday into Monday football game. I had no faith in the Vikings winning
that
game.
And you're right. They ended up getting blasted, and the last thing you'd want to do is sit through that.
Exactly. The Deontay thing is I feel good about him in a rematch winning that fight, and it's a Saturday. So there's that part of it. And going to a football game nowadays compared to being at a world championship boxing event, you can't even compare the two.
Especially the Barclays Center.
You can't compare the two.
Because you experienced it finally.
Right. I did, which was awesome. So, I mean, there is nothing like being at a big
fight. Is there a better venue? I mean, I've been to a lot of different venues for fights and everything. I don't know if that there's a better venue anywhere than that.
I'll tell you that I went to Mayweather-McGregor out at that T-Mobile Center.
Yeah, I was there for that.
In Vegas. And the energy compared to the Barclays Center.
I was there for Pacquiao.
You couldn't even compare. I mean, like, listen, there was a lot of celebrities. It was a big deal, that fight. But the Barclays Center, it's a different type of energy and electricity because it's Brooklyn. I mean, it's just – and the boxing fans there and here are just so intense. I think it would be one of the greatest moments in New York boxing has seen in a long time. It would be a huge deal.
Especially if they had a recreation of the fight that they just had.
It might even be better. Who knows? I mean, it would be tremendous. All right, Jerry is here, and Jerry's got my back on this. Did he not? I mean, he
was all over you. You were all over him.
Right.
It was.
But it's not like this is why it could be a problem for Deontay if he comes back here and fights.
But I want to.
He's going to have a Klingon.
I want to squash this.
Next thing you know, you're going to be in the corner with him.
I want to squash this idea though that I was like outwardly trying to hug.
No,
the guy.
No. You were not. You gushed over him while he was in the control room,
and
which was fine.
Yeah.
And he was into that, and then as soon as he came in, he's like, come on.
Right.
But it wasn't like, when you look at the photo, it's not like the man hug. He nestled his
head against his bosom.
Well, so did Deontay. Look at Deontay.
Look at that. I mean,
that's true.
Man, if you were lactating right there.
I'm telling you, man, I have no regrets. It's my guy right there, man.
It really is something.
When I saw that last time, I was like, holy crap. What's going on?
I had no idea how much he was into Deontay Wilder.
That's my guy.
So when you think about like athletes that come in here, right? Like Mike and A-Rod. That's like a Mike and A-Rod moment.
I think this is more.
What about like an Evan and, I don't know, Jason Kidd?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy, yeah. Maybe Evan and Jacob deGrom now?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, sure.
Right.
I
agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like
if
Zion Williamson comes, you're going to be all over
that. Oh, my goodness.
Kid.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a Knick and he delivers a championship to the Knicks. Oof.
Right. Good job of losing last night. So.
Yeah, it was good. I know. That was a really, really nice loss for them. Yeah. So I hope that continues in that way. I got respect for boxers, man. I think what they do, it's amazing. You know, the training and the mental stuff. And I just, I don't know, a boxer and a fighter like that. And you're
I can tell you have respect.
Yeah, I know.
That's more than respect. That's just downright.
Well, we got a mutual respect for one another.
Look at you. Were your eyes closed?
And I don't know. It's hard
looks
to tell.
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. If your eyes are closed,
I might have been.
Looks like you were already giving him a kiss.
I mean, it's a picture. Yeah. It's
and
a
boom,
picture.
Like it's the shot doesn't show it, but his foot was kicked up in the back.
It was,
you know.
So I'm thinking, okay.
Oh man, I love that picture. You know, I might actually.
I mean, at least me and, you know, Patrick Mahomes are just standing there taking a picture together.
But if he wanted to hug you, you would.
And by
the
way, that was before Patrick Mahomes is the Patrick Mahomes of today.
You're absolutely right.
Now you're hugging, you know, the champ because he's the champ. Like if he came in here and he lost,
that's not true.
Probably wouldn't have come in.
I can tell that Greg genuinely likes the guy as a person.
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other part.
And I can see why.
Yeah, right. Jerry even said it himself. He goes, you know, I was a fringe guy, but this next fight, I have to see it.
I would watch it now.
Right.
And just because I like the guy.
Yeah, you're a Wilder fan now, right?
How could you not? The guy's got a great personality. He's big.
Right, but I haven't seen I have not seen a fight in years. I've had no interest. I'd be interested now.
Well, yeah, because it also...
Look at you, Jerry. Look at the picture of you. Your eyes are closed, too.
Yeah, well, squinting.
Yeah, that's
why. Why are you squinting?
They snapped the picture. I don't know. By the way, he only weighs 209 pounds.
What he did for the fight. Yeah, it's crazy.
That is, well, the fight was just last week, right?
Yeah, I know, but he's probably rehydrated since then, I would imagine. But yeah, from when he walked into the ring or whatever, he's 209 pounds. I mean, at 6'7". 6'7", 209 to fight a guy who was 250-something.
Usually guys aren't, you know, worried about eating. You know, I mean, like he's got to eat.
Yes.
He's got to put on some
weight.
He
was asking Greg for advice. Greg gave me any advice. I was surprised.
Well, because the way I put on weight was an unhealthy way to put on weight. Like, I didn't want to tell him, like, listen, mozzarella sticks work great, Deontay.
Think about that problem. Think about being 6'7", 209 pounds, having to put on weight.
Yeah, I always wanted to be one of those guys.
That was like Gunner. Gunner's like, you know, 6'3", 108, well... He would have been 140, and then, you know, he did a whole feeding tube and everything because of CF and all that stuff and put on like 25, 30 pounds and basically changed his whole personality, which was unbelievable. So I do have somebody in my life has the same problem that Deontay Wilder has, but I don't think Deontay's going to go with a feeding tube.
No, probably not. Probably not. All right, Jerry's here with the update. What's happening, man?
We are brought to you by Winter Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. The Thursday night football game, Titans-Jaguars, not one, not two, not three, but how about four touchdown runs for Derrick Henry?
Henry behind him. Handoff, Henry to the left. Busting out to the outside, 10-yard line, 15-yard line. Oh, a stiff arm on the 15 to the 20, 25 down the sideline into territory for Jacksonville. He's still going. Henry is not going to stop. He goes all the way. 99 yards. Derrick Henry, that was magical.
That's Ian Eagle, Westwood One on the Fan. That's pathetic is what that was.
Absolutely.
It's a great run.
We're a once proud defense just getting pushed around by this dude.
To the Jaguars?
Guy's got no speed at all. He's just throwing people around. It's incredible.
Gotta love the fact that Jalen Ramsey's team stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, 4-9. Terrible.
Karma, boys. Karma.
30-9, the final score last night. Derrick Henry ran for a franchise record 238 yards and those four touchdowns. The other touchdown runs, 3 yards, 16 yards, and 54 yards. The 99-yarder tying Tony Dorsett for the longest touchdown run in NFL history. Here he was on that 99-yarder.
You know, it was so crazy because before we were in the huddle, it's like, you got to break a 99-yarder. My main focus is getting positive yards.
And some of the linemen
still
said...
Still out of breath, by the way.
The actual call was a quarterback sneak just to give him some space, and Mariota saw something and changed at the line.
Wow, that's good. I didn't realize that.
Here was Mike Vrabel. How would you describe his night?
I would say very impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
Reminded me of the night that we played Tennessee back in 1997, and Corey Dillon went off like that. I think Corey Dillon, I think, had about 248 yards, check that.
No, even more than that.
Maybe, but he had that type of night, man. And it's just unbelievable. Like these Thursday night football games now, that was a terrible game because you have one team that's playing
going
with
nowhere.
A backup quarterback going nowhere and looked listless.
246, four touchdowns.
Oh, well done.
There you go.
Here was Doug Marrone talking about that 99-yarder. Boy, that tackling, ugh.
We just didn't get him down. I mean, there were guys around him. You know, he hit. He goes on. Another guy's running from the other side of the field, guy's running from behind, you know, and they just didn't tackle him.
No, nobody did. It really was awful. So the Titans still alive in the playoff mix. They go to 7-6 with the win. All right, to the Giants and Jets. You have the Giants playing the Redskins on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr. spoke yesterday. He says, let's play spoiler.
You know, if our season's over, I'm making sure somebody else is coming home with us. That's the goal.
And he says, let's go get it Sunday.
Another opportunity to go out here Sunday and do what we do. since the bye week, we've been playing at a very, very high level.
He hates that Landon Collins is done. Shoulder injury, needs surgery.
It's unfortunate. I wish we had him for the rest of the season. He's our captain. He's our leader. He's our captain. He's our leader. And, you know, he will be missed.
I'll give you this, man. That kid played through that. He hurt his shoulder, and he played through the game, and he didn't have to play through the game. Remember, he's in a contract year, too. I mean, that itself just tells you what it means to him, at least. And that's – you can't get enough of those guys. That I will say that. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I don't know, you know, if they'll pay him. I don't know if they'll give him a contract extension, whether they'll tag him or something. But I have to tell you, man, when a guy lays it on the line in the midst of a losing season and he plays hurt.
Well, here's Beckham on that.
Do I take care of myself, my family, my future, or do I give it for the team? And to see those guys do that, it's a great thing.
Yeah, and that's the rub here, you know.
Right.
I mean, and that's – I don't know. If I'm a Giant fan, the least I take – what I take out of this is that I got a guy that cares and is willing to put his body on the line.
Now, I wouldn't let him go.
Now, the interesting thing is, I don't know if you guys saw this or if you talked about it yesterday, but did you see – what Plaxico Burr said about Marcus?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Stupid. About clueless.
Right. I know.
I mean, here's a guy who shot himself in the thigh and basically torpedoed a Giant run to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And a career. He is sitting in judgment of Mark Sanchez.
And Mark Sanchez, by the way, had every opportunity with CMB to fire back and took the high road. So he was a great teammate and a friend and all that stuff. So
I think Mark Sanchez has handled himself unbelievable. His answer yesterday to the butt fumble in the press conference was great. I mean, you know, look, he's 32 years old now. That's not the Mark Sanchez that was here when he was, you know, 23, 24. And you can see the difference just from a standpoint of him, the way he's carrying himself. But nonetheless, it will be a difficult game for him this week.
Well,
the Giants better not lose this game.
And he plays quarterback. Alex Smith has an infection after the surgeries. So good luck, and you wish him the best, of course. That's from the broken leg. You mentioned Sanchez on with the CMB. Here he was at one point discussing the future of Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, since it's a fellow alum, of course, from USC.
Understand that this thing is an absolute marathon and not a sprint, and he's going to be just fine. He's a great kid. He works hard. And they're going to do their very best to put him in good positions, get good players around him.
And we'll see if that is indeed the case. In terms of who plays quarterback this week, is it Darnold? Is it not? Here's Todd Bowles.
With Sam having another full day of practice, is it safe to say he'll start on Sunday against the Bills?
No, not yet.
So we're going to keep playing this game.
This is just the dumbest thing. Of all the stuff that's happened this year with both these teams, this is the dumbest thing that's gone on.
Well, just also remember, this is what Todd Bowles controls. Like, he doesn't control the roster. He controls who on the roster plays. So this could go to, you know, what Manish is writing in the paper. Like, oh, yeah, you want to give me a rookie quarterback? Hey, I don't have to play him if I don't want to play him.
Oh, my goodness. If he's doing that, then they shouldn't let him coach this game.
This is the nonsense we're dealing with now.
This is why he needs to get rid of him after the first Bills game.
This is why you worry about the structure, the way it's set up. I can't imagine that the Jets would go down this road again this way. I think they learned a very valuable lesson. I really do. So if that's the case, you know, with Todd, I do believe that Sam's going to play this week. I think ultimately cooler heads and higher heads will prevail. When I say, you know, the higher ups will prevail, and he'll end up playing.
Sunday, Cowboys-Eagles. Here was Eagles linebacker Kamu Grugier-Hill this week.
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke, so we'll go down there and make them choke.
The Eagles are 6-6. Cowboys are 7-5. Now, the Cowboys beat them 4 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, that's some strong words.
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke, so we'll go down there and make them choke.
Now, Doug Peterson called those comments unfortunate that he said them.
I hope they don't kill Carson Wentz. Quickly, let's go to David in Westchester. David, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Boomer, I was actually on the set last week on NFL Today.
Yeah.
You're talking about Zion. I'm tight with him. I'm the trainer.
Oh, yeah, you're the trainer of Zion. Yes, nice. Yes, exactly.
David, please tell me.
Tell me what you told me about Zion and what a great kid he is.
Oh, he's a great kid. I love the kid. He's, you know, comes from a great family. He's very humble. He works really hard. I'm really happy for him. He's a great, great kid.
Oh, great,
he'd
man.
Be great up
this
here.
Is but, the guy I want. This I is the guy I want.
Away from Gio, though.
Yeah, you got to keep him away from Gio. I know. It's like he'll start man-hugging him all over the place.
No, but he's a great kid. But my question is, you know, because of the Knicks' loss last night, I was just trying to figure out you know, we got to figure out a lot of things, but what are your glaring needs in terms of what we should draft, considering we're talking about Zion and other guys like that?
Well, so we want to draft Zion. That's what we want.
I mean, you want to get one of those top three picks and get RJ Barrett or Zion Williamson. That's what you want. You know, and I know that this roster that they have now is just totally depleted, and you're playing a bunch of guys that probably won't be on the roster. Fine, just keep losing. Whatever it takes to get in those top three, because then you got a shot at one of those two guys, and then you try to sign Durant. That's it.
Right now, Phoenix, Chicago, Atlanta have the top three picks with Cleveland, Brooklyn, and New York right there. So Cleveland's got 5 wins. Brooklyn and New York both have 8 wins.
Yeah.
Knicks lost to the Celtics 128-100. Kyrie Irving had 22. He was 9 of 15 shooting. Also of note, Devils beat the Kings 6-3. Penguins over the Islanders 6-2. And the Red Sox re-signed Nathan Eovaldi. We were talking about what the money would be.
Sure.
4 years, $68 million is what
it looks
like. Doesn't
seem like a lot. Does it?
It's what, 16, 17 a year, right?
Yeah, that's 17 a year. The Yankees couldn't pay that.
I think that's a lot of money for a guy who's, how old is he now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part about this too, is he's based, like, his whole deal is velocity, right?
Yeah.
So the length of the contract was another thing. Is he going to be throwing 100 miles an hour in four
in that
years?
Slider.
Does he have big hands?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I was reading about how Edwin Diaz had big hands and big fingers. So when was it McIlvain or somebody who found him?
Yes. I believe that's correct.
For DePoto in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
said, well, you know, yeah, he's skinny and he's light and all that stuff, but he's got big fingers and big hands. So
he's going to be 29 opening day, Eovaldi.
Yeah,
no,
I
thought he was
that?
32. Okay, so that's not bad. So $17 million a year for
Yankees
Nathan Eovaldi.
Lose out again, man.
Twins signed Jonathan Scope. The Indians give Carlos Carrasco an extension through 2022.
Wasn't he on the Yankee radar?
He was. He was, yeah. Perhaps Corey Kluber's on their radar now. Radar.
I mean, so is this going to force Brian Cashman to make a stupid move and go get Manny Machado or something?
I don't think
like
that would be a stupid move
and
at all.
And try to out-hit everybody.
One of the best players in baseball. I think that would be brilliant, actually.
Right. Is this going to force him to go sign a 25-year-old superstar now?
Future Hall of Famer. Dumb.
Is that
dumb.
I mean, are you going to do something
that dumb?
You're
putting
dumb?
Him in a Hall of Fame already?
Manny Machado will end up in the Hall of Fame,
so you're
yes.
going to end up giving him $300 million.
I don't know what I'd give him, but I wouldn't call it a dumb move. Whoever signs them.
They need pitching. They have enough, you know, players, especially with Didi Gregorius comes back.
Imagine that idiot team that signs Bryce Harper.
I know.
Stupid.
I'm telling you, it's all about stupid the money. Like that. We'll revisit this halfway through their new contracts.
Well, when they opt out?
If they get 10 years.
And then they opt out for 10 more years. Exactly. I don't know anybody who'll give 10 years, but someone will give 7 or 8,
I would
think. They
gave 10 years to Stanton.
13, actually.
13 years. Well, whatever.
Even dumber. And then what'd they do? They couldn't wait to unload it.
And, well, they also gave, 10 years to Robbie Cano?
Yes, and what'd they do with that? Unloaded it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And had to pay for it. No, I agree. I'd give him 7, though. 7, 8, easy.
Robbie Cano was 31. These guys are 5 and 6 years younger than Robbie Cano was. It's a big deal. You can't compare those contracts. Can't do it. Totally different.
You're giving somebody a 10-year deal?
With those guys, I would consider it if it's going to put my team over the top, because you're going 25 to 35, 26 to 36. You're not going 31 to 41. It's different. It's totally different. But, yeah, if you can avoid it, sure.
Right, if the back end of the contract doesn't mean anything to you and you just have so much money it doesn't matter, then go for it, I guess. But
they're in their mid-30s.
If someone offered Machado right now 8 years, 230, you think he takes it?
No.
It's almost 30 a year.
These guys are trying to break the bank.
Yeah, that doesn't break the bank.
They want to be north of $35 million. They want to get up into NBA money.
I don't know if anybody's giving them that.
They want,
I really
well,
don't.
But that's what they want.
I don't care what they want. I don't know who's
going to take it right now.
That's why I'm saying it's going to force the Yankees to do something stupid. That's all. Something stupid would be 10 years, $35 million.
I don't even think they'll do that. I don't. I don't think anybody's getting 10 years, $350 million.
I just got to keep saying it. Pitching, pitching, pitching.
Well, the Phillies acquired a left-handed pitcher, Jose Alvarez, from the Angels for a right-handed pitcher, Luis Garcia. Al run. We're done.
Jeez. This Manny Machado is a trigger word for you, isn't it? You really don't like this Manny Machado.
I mean, for 10 years,
let's
no,
have a segment
I don't.
On Manny Machado and Eli Manning. Ooh, fun.
10 years, no way. Not on my watch.
Throw Carmelo in there.
Like I said, if you want to go 5 or 6 years, okay.
You really wouldn't sign him for the Mets?
For 10 years? Are you out of your mind?
I don't love the 10-year deal.
Because what you don't
realize. Could you imagine the excitement around this team?
I would. There are certain guys that I would consider giving more money to, but less years. And what he said and the way he plays and the things that he and the way he carries himself. I'm like, I'm not giving this guy 10 years. He's going to change. I'm entrusting somebody to get a guaranteed contract north of $300 million for 10 years. And I am not trusting this guy with that kind of money and that kind of length of contract. I'm sorry. Now, if you're going to tell me I can get him for 5 years, so then he has to continue to play well so he gets another contract, then I would consider it. So when I say, would Brian Cashman do something stupid like a 10-year deal, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the signing of the player. I'm talking about the length of the contract.
I would do it.
Yeah, I know.
The push comes to shove. I don't love the 10-year contract, but at his age, I would do it.
It also depends what happens during this contract. You're telling me the last 3 years, the guy's a total loaf and it sucks and it's an albatross, but you got two World Series in the early portion of that? You're taking it. You don't even care. The guy would be a hero forever.
How many World Series did they get with A-Rod?
One.
Was it worth it?
At the time, yeah. And then
he ended up leaving early.
He also ruined his own career. Right. I mean,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When you give a guy that kind of money, that kind of like,
but they traded for him though, right? I mean, that was different. Like that was a different deal.
Yeah, but
deal.
Then
they
opted out, and then they gave him more money.
How stupid
right.
was that?
Right.
That's when they took the franchise away from Hank.
Yes.
Remember, Hank was in the corner drinking the Bud Lights or the Heinekens. Wow. To get this guy, get him out of the way.
That was the joke that we had, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, a couple of butts he was smoking on.
that was my
Craig,
guy,
Craig
man.
Had a whole thing on him.
I thought that was awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.